Praise be Jesus and Mary. O poor Saint Paul, in the first reading, we see Saint Paul being torn in the midst of this tension between these two poles, right? The one pole being his tasting and seeing the goodness of God, and the other pole being the tasting and experiencing the difficulties of this life. St. Paul explains in today's first reading that it was granted to him to receive visions and revelations, that he was rapt up to the third heaven and heard ineffable things. And he's boasting, so to speak, about this man. And I think it's this experience which causes him to write in another one of his letters that he wishes he was away from the body and with Christ, this desire to be in heaven. And so our Lord, in his goodness, grants him that experience. At the same time, in the same letter, he talks about his weaknesses, this thorn in the flesh, this ambassador of Satan who is pummeling him. He talks about insults and hardships and persecutions and constraints. And so we've got these two extremes going on, this experience of St. Paul. And this is what the church calls the already but not yet. And this is the experience that the Christian has in this world, that we already belong to Christ, that we are already united with him by grace. And from time to time, in his goodness, he allows us to taste and see his goodness. However, this is not yet consummated. It has not yet come to full fruition, because we are still wayfarers passing through this world, this valley of tears. And so our Lord also allows us to experience weaknesses, right? Just bodily weakness, fatigue. You know, who of us has not wanted to reach out and touch that snooze button more than once in the morning, right? When the alarm goes off. Or the thorn in the flesh, temptation coming from the devil and his minions, or insults and hardships and persecutions and constraints. Right? At the same time, our Lord allows us to experience these things as well. And like St. Paul, we can and should pray that for our Lord's help. That's what St. Paul does. He cries out three times asking our Lord to take this particular temptation from him. And what's the Lord's answer? My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. And so what our Lord is saying there is he's going to give you sufficient grace. If he's permitting the cross, the trial, the tribulation, he's also going to send the sufficient grace to bear with it in a Christian manner, in a virtuous way. And so that's what our Lord asks of St. Paul, and that's what he asks of us. And so that's why in today's gospel, our Lord says, don't worry about your life. Don't be anxious about these things in the world. He talks about how God knows our needs, and yet he will provide for us. This is divine providence. Our Heavenly Father looking down from above and knowing our needs, hearing our prayers, hearing his children calling out to him. And he orients our vision, our view, our intention, our desires when he says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Right? All of these other things, they have their place, and due prudence should be exercised. But he's saying, don't be overly concerned. Don't worry, don't be anxious, but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, the kingdom of God, that is, seek first salvation to save your soul and to enter into his kingdom, and his righteousness, that is, our sanctification, to grow day by day in the grace of God. In this work that we have to do in our soul, our Lord then concludes, should be taken one day at a time. And this is so very important. When our Lord says, sufficient for a day is its own evil. That's how we need to take the spiritual life, just one day at a time. When we wake up in the morning, avoiding hitting that snooze button, we begin our day with prayer, and we're preparing ourselves, foreseeing what might be coming down the pike and being open to whatever God has planned for us that day, and we're praying and we're asking for the grace to encounter it in a Christian manner, in a virtuous manner. And where our Lord says, my grace is sufficient for you, I like to also apply that to Our Lady, right? She who is full of grace. So when our Lord says, my grace is sufficient for you, I like to think of him referring to his mother. My mother, the one who is full of grace, is sufficient for you. That is, stay close to her. As Our Lady said at the revelations at Fatima, my immaculate heart will be your refuge in the way that leads you to God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.